So what if we evaluate our training and we don't see changes in behavior or improved outcomes? That often leads us to two different conclusions. Either we need to redesign the training to impact behavior and outcomes, or we need to evaluate if training is the way to address the behavior or outcomes we want to see. When redesigning training, you should focus on the topic and what a staff must know. But more importantly, you need to spend a lot of time training on what a staff needs to be able to do. If you can train on staff behavior changes, you can have improved outcomes for the people you support. As much as we love training here at Star Services, we know training isn't always the answer. Sometimes it is an environmental change that needs to occur, or maybe a job aid that should be put in place for staff to reference. Through thoroughly evaluating your training, you can start to determine best practices for supporting people and improve their quality of life.